A grassroots organization in Wisconsin is pushing for legislation that would restore the voting rights of people with felony convictions. Wisdom's effort is called the Free the Vote campaign. Wisdom says an estimated 4 million Americans will not be able to vote in the presidential election due to felony disenfranchisement laws. WUWM Eric Vaughn Fellow Nadia Kelly has the story.
Last week, a crowd gathered outside of the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility near downtown. They were there to advocate for causes that would make a difference to people who are or were incarcerated. One of the causes is a person's right to vote after they've been imprisoned for a felony conviction.
You have roughly about 53,000 people that's on probation out here taking care of their family, paying their taxes, etc. You got about 13,000 people that's on parole, being the productive members of society. However, they can't vote. Can I hear that ain't right?
That ain't right!
Jason Wilson is the field director at Wisdom. He explains that the idea for the campaign came from conversations with other staff members about not being able to vote.
So many of us here at Wisdom Wisconsin are, you know, directly impacted by incarceration. Some of us are still on supervision. You know, some of us have, you know, been through the penal system. And I just think as a whole, we just want people to still have their citizenship restored. You know, and that's really what gave birth to the campaign. It's just the idea of our voice not being heard. The importance of your voice being heard is almost unexplainable.
Wilson, who was previously incarcerated, is currently serving a 10-year community supervision sentence. Since he is still completing his sentence, he cannot vote.
And the thing is, I've successfully transitioned back into the community. I've been living crime-free. I'm in a pretty prominent position in my job. I'm a taxpaying citizen, but yet and still, my voice can't be heard. I mean, once you complete your prison sentence, you should be able to walk out free and clear and have your citizenship restored to you. The basics of citizenship is the ability to be able to vote, to choose your elected officials, the people that you want in position to, you know, to help you with your needs as a community.
Wisconsin law states that people with felony convictions can vote after they have finished their sentence, or they are off paper. This means they have to be done with probation, parole, or extended supervision. However, in 2016, the average length of parole in Wisconsin was 38 months, which is over 3 years. In June 2020, there were more than 64,000 people in Wisconsin who couldn't vote because they were on probation or on parole. David Morrell is Wisdom's Prison Outreach Director. He helped organize the rally to show solidarity for people who are incarcerated. Morrell also cannot vote. He was sentenced to serve 75 years in prison and served 28 of those years. He is currently on parole until 2068. Morrell says that means he can't use his vote to hold officials accountable for the issues that matter to him and other people who have been affected by incarceration.
What policies are going to help us as a people? See, I'm again, unashamedly Black. Everything that's coming out of my mouth and out of my heart is for us and about us. We have our own issues that must be addressed by the government and everybody else.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin says voter disenfranchisement affects African American people disproportionately. In Wisconsin, 1 out of 9 African Americans is disenfranchised by policies such as voting bans in the Wisconsin statutes, compared to 1 out of every 50 Wisconsin voters. Though Morrell and other people still, on paper, cannot vote, Morrell still finds ways for people in prison to engage in democracy.
So the guys in prison, they can't vote, but their loved ones can. And so we encourage the guys in prison to send us a list of 20 people, 20 of their loved ones, and we'll reach out to them, find out if they're registered to vote. If they are, do they need a ride to the polls? Whatever they need to get them as part of this democratic process.
Morrell plans to keep hosting the rally outside of the Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility every month on the 23rd. The number 23 symbolizes the 23 hours that some incarcerated people are locked in cells each day. Wisdom is collecting signatures for a petition they plan to present to the lawmakers in Madison. It calls for the governor to use an executive order to restore voting rights to people on community supervision for a felony conviction. I'm Eric Vaughn Fellow Nadia Kelly, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.